1. At the Pella Camp. By the middle of January, more than 1,200 persons were gathered together at Pella, and Jesus taught this multitude at least once each day when he was in residence at the camp, usually speaking at 9 o'clock in the morning, if not prevented by rain. Peter and the other apostles taught each afternoon. The evenings Jesus reserved for the usual sessions of questions and answers with the 12 and other advanced disciples. The evening groups averaged about 50. By the middle of March, the time when Jesus began his journey toward Jerusalem, over 4,000 persons composed the large audience which heard Jesus or Peter preach each morning. The Master chose to terminate his work on earth when the interest in his message had reached a high point, the highest point attained under this second or non-miraculous phase of the progress of the kingdom. While three-quarters of the multitude were truth-seekers, there were also present a large number of Pharisees from Jerusalem and elsewhere, together with many doubters and cavilers. Jesus and the 12 apostles devoted much of their time to the multitude assembled at the Pella camp. The 12 paid little or no attention to the field work, only going out with Jesus to visit Abner's associates from time to time. Abner was very familiar with the Perean district, since this was the field in which his former master, John the Baptist, had done most of his work. After beginning the Perean mission, Abner and the 70 never returned to the Pella camp.